Welcome to Weem Weekly, produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast on our website at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.
On 91.7 WEEM, I'm Connor Slee, and I'm being joined by Bryant Davis, my class president, and we're going to be talking about homecoming on this episode.
Hi, Connor. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for joining me. So, Bryant, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited about homecoming, which is October 2nd.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's go. Month from now, I got a month to set up dates or
plan parties. Get the last minute stuff going.
Well, not parties, but you know, we're going to enjoy the dance.
Yeah, we are.
It's fun. Yeah. So as the class of 2024's class president, how involved are you in the setting up of homecoming?
Well, it really is a team collaboration between all of our student council members. But I do have the final say in what theme we're going for, the float, and just some preparation like details. But really, we're all doing great. Everyone's chipping in. It's been a huge collaboration. I'm super proud of my team.
Yeah, student council is like a huge group of people.
It is.
Who's the adult leading it?
Let's see, the teacher. Our sponsor is Mrs. Keegan, and she's been great. She is out right now with quarantine, but she's still been in touch with us. It's just been a little bit tough getting over that, you know, that barrier from virtual to in-person.
Oh, yeah, that has to be difficult.
Yeah.
But about floats, because you said that's what you're, like, involved in. What is our theme this year?
So our theme for homecoming is around the world. And so we decided for our float, we'd be doing a theme of like an ancient Mayan temple in the jungle. Be really kind of cool.
That'll be cool. Like, that'll be interesting.
It will be very interesting to build, and it's just going to be a very fun project.
How's that fit in? Like, what is the overall theme of homecoming this year?
The overall theme is the wonders of the world and just, you know, like.
So like pyramids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But, like, we got the Mayan temple. Clearly, we are the best.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're going to...
Representing South America.
Yeah, we're really trying to blow this one out of the water. We're even thinking about a volcano, which would be awesome.
A volcano.
Yeah.
Yo, it erupting with candy?
That might be out of our budget, but that would be awesome.
Well, see, if you don't, like, have the thing for, like, mechanics, like, have somebody in the volcano. Just, like, every few blocks, just...
That would be awesome.
Yeah. How are we like in developing our float this year?
So we're still waiting for a couple things to finalize. We still need a few people to come help us out. If you're available, come contact me. It'd be great for you to help us out here.
How can we like contact you or Miss Keegan to come help out?
Just email us at my email is bryantdavis@sdu.smcse.com.
And Miss Keegan's can be found at the directory on the smcse.com website.
That's right. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But we are very close to starting building. I think the whole student council is bound to be building sometime this week.
Cool. So we're getting started and it'll be great. I'd love to hear all about it as we keep building. A big question around the school right now is, are we getting a dance to homecoming?
I believe we are.
That is going to be
great. So fun after a whole year that we've had.
Yeah, I mean, this will be our first year of homecoming, which I'm excited for.
It's just going to be so much fun. I'm really, really stoked for it. We're trying our best to just make it the best.
Well, yeah, I mean, seven wonders of the world. What's cooler than that?
Wonders. Right? Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. Full of wonder. So, like, about the dance, are there going to be, like, any... Like, is it going to be outside for, like, COVID procedures and everything?
You know, I'm actually not sure right now. Again, nothing's really finalized. Nothing really ever is. But I'm pretty sure that it's going to be either outside or in a large area so that we can minimize, you know, quarantines and contacts and that sort of thing. I'm not sure about masks yet, but I'll keep you guys updated.
Thank you. And it'll all be exciting. I mean, just having the dance will be a big plus.
I mean, just even if we have to wear masks, having a dance would be so
masks
fun.
Are not a problem.
Yeah. Like,
you still get to dance and have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
There aren't going to be slow dances. This isn't prom.
Thank goodness.
Will you be going to the dance if we have one?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to love showing up, seeing everybody there. Yeah. Hope everyone comes out and supports us.
What is homecoming? Is it like formal, semi-formal? Like, I have no idea.
Homecoming is, it's not exactly suit and tie, but it's, you know, wear a dress, wear a nice button-up shirt, wear a tie if you want to.
Yeah.
It's pretty formal.
Cool. That'll be interesting. I think I already got an outfit picked out.
Yeah, me too. It's been great.
Also, big homecoming news is the football game, of course.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Having the college students come back and watch us play football. Yeah.
It's always super fun to see everyone come out every year. You guys are always super supportive of us as we play. And I believe we're playing Delta.
The student section is so lively this
year. Oh, man. You guys have really shown up. Like, it is hilarious. I just turn around while I'm watching the game, and it's like everyone's going nuts.
Yeah. It's awesome. Great. It adds such a big element that last year didn't have.
We really appreciate you guys on the field. You guys are a huge boost.
Who are we playing this year?
We are playing Delta this year, so it'll be a great game.
So as a member of the football team, how do you think we fare against Delta for the homecoming game?
Well, as Coach Richmond always says, talk is very cheap. You know, you can say all you want about other teams, but we're going to work really hard. We're going to take home the dub.
Of course we are. We're the Arabians.
Oh, yeah.
School pride, yeah. Another big thing, of course, at school with the homecoming dance is the theme days that are going on.
Yeah. This year is around the wonders of the world, as I've already said. The days are Monday is dressed as a traveler. Tuesday is a tacky tourist. Wednesday is either dressed like a beach or like you're living in a snowy tundra. Thursday is picture day, and Friday is Arabian Pride Day.
So it's almost as if you're traveling the world that week.
Right.
And then the day you're representing your home is the day you get to see the seven wonders of the world.
Right. It's just going to be so much fun. Team did a great job putting this together. My favorite day is Arabian Pride Day because I love seeing you guys in green and white. The whole school's all involved. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. And that'll be September 27th through October 2nd, right?
Yep, that's right.
That means the homecoming, parade, game, and dance will all be the 2nd?
That should be correct.
Yeah, cool. That's gonna be a busy day full of so much excitement in the school.
It's just going to be electric.
Yeah. You can hear people buzzing about it. Like, I was at the game on Friday, and the student section was full of people just talking about homecoming. Everybody's so excited.
Yeah, I think it's really fun that, like, even when you're at a game, like, homecoming's being talked about. Like, that shows how big of a deal it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're back, baby.
Yeah, we're finally back. Finally back.
Yeah, it's so amazing to be back. But about the theme days.
Yeah.
Which one are you looking forward to the most?
Personally, I love Arabian Pride Day. It's so fun seeing everyone decked out.
Yeah, I think even Needlers is selling school pride.
Yeah, they've got a whole section now of like sweatshirts and it's all sorts of stuff over there.
Like, it's just contagious around town. Everybody's,
everyone's involved.
Yeah. And then about the beach or snowy day, which will definitely have some interesting stuff seen around school.
Oh, yeah.
Which one do you think you'll do?
I'm definitely a beachy type of guy. I'm kind of sad summer's coming to an end, but I think it'll just be really, really funny to see everyone walking around with, you know, towels or goggles and all that fun stuff.
Dude, goggles, I feel like would cut off brain flow. If you're wearing them all day.
We could do it. I'd do it. I'll do it.
I think I'd personally rock the towel. Cause then like during study hall, you take a nap or like, it's like a blanket, dude.
Yeah. It's an excuse to carry around a blanket all day.
Yeah. Which, I mean, who doesn't like a blanket in this cold school?
Oh yeah. It's just going to be so much fun. I'm ready to see you guys all decked out and let's see how fun we can get with this.
Yeah. And I mean, how likely do you think it'll be like people dressed in winter clothes?
You know, not all that likely. I know, you know, half of us like winter, but it's going to be kind of hot this week, I think.
Yeah. It's getting up to the 80s today. So I don't think much will change over the next month.
No.
It'll be hot. So all in all, what are you most excited about for homecoming? Like as a whole, like either in preparation or like the actual night, what are you looking forward to the most?
You know, after just a really weird, rough year, I'm just so excited to see everyone come out, show their colors, and get excited for this. You know, it's not every day that we get to do this. And as we've seen, not really any every year either. So I'm so excited to have a sense of normalcy and just see our pride come out.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. But specifically like showing your pride, do you get to be on the float for like for our class, or is it like how are the students who are on the float decided?
Well, sports do kind of get a little mixed up in things, but I believe just student council members will be on the float, and we're just going to be representing our little council.
Yeah, and then like the sports also get their own floats, correct?
Right. Football, soccer, you'll see all the sports there.
That'd be great. Do like the winter and spring sports get floats as well, or is it just fall sports?
I believe it's just fall sports, but I'll have to check on that.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining me. It was great talking about homecoming.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm glad I could make it today.
Yeah, thank you. This was 91.7 WEEM's Ween Weekly. Thank you, Bryant, for joining us and talking about homecoming. Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the Ween Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the Ween staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Ween Community Calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
So we'll start off with an easy question. What is your guys' favorite part about homecoming?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. What is our favorite part? It's very exciting. It's an event. The students get excited.
I think my favorite part is when the judging's going on for the floats. And all the classes have their floats going and the judges are walking around. And, you know, that's when all the classes have the lights going on their floats and any motion that they have. And it's just the energy at the park is just exhilarating, I think.
And our group of students, class of 2022, they've been like during homecomings, they've been very enthusiastic and just really into it. So that's been really good for us as class sponsors.
Well, that leads me into my next question. Do you ever have difficulty finding people to help with homecoming in the student body?
We luckily do not. We, Ms. Van and I have really lucked out in the class sponsor department and getting the class of 2022. They are outstanding. They have a wonderful group of student council students, a wonderful group of officers. From the minute they got here their freshman year, they have been just gone above and beyond. So even planning prom during a pandemic, we had many students step up. Couldn't be happier.
Right. We have fantastic students in the class, fantastic students who step up and volunteer, and we've always got people to help. So I don't think every class sponsor has that situation, but we're really lucky to have that.
And we have awesome parents too. Mm-hmm. So we're lucky for that.
Yeah. How has COVID times made planning homecoming more unique?
Well, I would say that so far we haven't really had to do much since we haven't really started planning for homecoming yet. But last year when, as junior class sponsors, we had to plan for prom in a pandemic. That was extremely challenging.
That was difficult.
That was. I mean, COVID totally changed the game, as you know. I mean, prom had to be here at the high school, which mm-hmm. I think ended up being great, the feedback we got anyway. But I think that we haven't really came across the challenges yet for homecoming.
Except what do you think? We know we've had a lot of student involvement in the past, and we haven't had to monitor the comings and goings of students. I mean, in terms of who's working with whom, like that. And this year, we'll have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, we have to contact trace and be mindful of who's in and out and who's around each other. So yeah, that'll definitely be more challenging.
Yeah, for sure. Why did you two volunteer to help plan homecoming in the first place?
Why did we? So we don't plan homecoming, but we do have the float for, you know, our class.
Well, you help.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. So, Mrs. Plovic.
Well, as class sponsors, we come in with the freshman class. So, and then we travel with the class each year. I don't know why we signed up when the class of 2022 came up. I don't know. I think Mrs. Rickert really needed somebody, and it was getting to the close to the start of school, and she was kind of desperate to have class sponsors. So Miss Vanna and I kind of said, all right, we'll do it, not knowing really what we were getting into. And here we are 4 years later, and we've just had a great experience with it.
Well, that's very nice and generous. How many people do you think are normally involved in a homecoming, like that planet in total? Like, well, is there a lot of coordination?
Well, I will say I am not from Pendleton originally. Miss Van is. And I say Pendleton's homecoming is like nothing I have ever experienced. It is, I mean, it is wonderful, but I can't even guess how many. I mean, I couldn't even put a number on that. Could you?
Do you mean from the school or do you mean in general?
Like from the school, so, like staff helping.
So I know there are two sponsors for student council who have directed homecoming up to this point. They do a lot of behind the scenes work, a lot, and I don't know how many people they coordinate with. You know, for us, so, you know, there are two class sponsors for each class, so that's eight of us, and all of the students that they have, all of their class officers, because all of the officers contribute to the planning and the prep.
And Mrs. Hunkler does the parade, so there's another one.
Mrs. Hunkler. Probably the individuals in the town, I know some of these things have to be, well, probably all of it has to go through the town police department. I mean, they have to approve certain things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The school board is probably involved, and I mean, there are decisions that have to be made there. But I know we have at least our class officers and other people, and that would be for each class. So a lot. I don't know, a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. How important do you think this is for the students, considering all, like, it's hard to have events with the student body because of all the COVID restrictions? Like, how important do you think it is for them to have this?
I think it's probably more important this year, just since we weren't able to do it last year. And also, I mean, for our class, because last year, their junior year, they didn't get to have this event, that it will be especially important for the senior class. But I don't know.
I think it's so important for the student body right now and for the town in itself. To have some type of normalcy over the last few years, you know.
And something that brings people together in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Because it seems like communities are leaning towards bringing people together for negative things. But this is a positive thing. And I hope I hope that's the way it goes throughout the whole entire, you know, all of homecoming.
Yeah, definitely. Now, do you get a sense of happiness and validation, like your work paid off when you see the happy students, like the day of the parade and stuff?
Well,
like that.
I would like to, I'm going to take this opportunity to brag a little bit. As class of 2022, when they came in as freshmen, we won the homecoming float. And I think from what I've heard, that's only happened maybe one other time in the history of this school. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, what was your question? I just got so, is it validating to see that?
Validating.
Absolutely. I mean, especially like, I know I keep talking about prom, but we just came off of prom and we had a group of students that put so much work into it. So, and when they saw it all come together, I think some of them were just blown away.
Absolutely.
And that was worth it for us.
Right. That's huge for us. Like just seeing the students happy, seeing the students excited, seeing the participation, seeing the end result that's, you know, if it turns out great and they're impressed with their own work and the parts that they played in it, that makes, yes, that's very impactful to us. We love that.
And you mentioned a little bit ago how the principal asked you before school started if you wanted to help. Now, how long in advance do they start planning homecoming? Like, how long does it usually take, if you two know?
Oh, that I don't know.
How much time do we have to?
I would say, I know the previous year they picked the weekend of homecoming. And I think Mrs. Hunkler, she's planned the parade for so many years now. I mean, she's like a well-oiled machine. But, I mean, I know she starts working on it as soon as school starts. She's doing stuff for homecoming. But I know as far as like the classes, we don't start they just told us last week what the theme is.
Okay.
So we just met this morning with our class officers to determine our float theme. And then we've got from now until October 1, basically, for all the homecoming stuff. So I feel like once school starts, it's homecoming talk.
What is your float theme?
Well, this year's around the world, as you know, and the seniors get first pick, and our seniors have
Can we divulge?
I think so. I think they've officially chosen France.
Okay. What inspired France as the pick?
Well, I think they had a list of different countries, and I think that's just the one that most of the students seemed excited about. And so whatever they seemed excited about, I think, is the one we should work with. And
also, I think they, because our, like we've already said, our students are so involved and so good about planning and executing. Like, they did think about what the end result's going to be, what the options are for items on the float, and that kind of drove some of the decision making too.
And I did check with Mrs. Neely right before this interview to confirm that our class execs have submitted that to her, and it is official. So I don't think I'm divulging any class secrets. Okay. But we won't tell you any more than that. It's top secret from this point on.
Thank you for what you have given me. What part of doing the float would you consider the most difficult?
Oh, gosh. When we first started as freshmen, I couldn't even tell you the first thing how to start a float.
Oh, no, we built something. Mrs. Plovic and I built something day one, and then people who have knowledge and skills in building came in day two and tore our thing apart. I don't even remember what it was.
And they should have. It was pretty pathetic. But
it was sad. We tried, though. We really tried.
We did. Right.
It's the effort that counts.
It is. I didn't know. I mean, I think that we were lucky. We had wonderful parents that had vision, and they know how to create things. So, and students for that matter. Oh, you said what's the most difficult thing of building a float? That was your question?
Yeah.
For me, it's the overall picture of it and like making, you know, like how it's going to look. But
like the creativity aspect.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. The creativity of it.
I feel like the hardest part is like the bare bones underneath, like creating that, because we're not builders, but the students handle that really well.
Yeah, they did.
And there's a lot of work that goes into it. A lot of little details you don't think about until you're in the middle of creating it.
Yep.
Now, my last question, do you tend to take more of the leadership role, or do you let the students take charge when making the floats?
We let them. I mean, this is their float. And we jokingly said, you know, we'll put as much or as little into this as you guys want. I mean, if we're riding down State Street on a barrel of hay, because that's what they want, then that's what we'll do. This is ultimately their float.
If we had a class that didn't want to be involved, Mrs. Plovic and I would rent little ponies, and we'd be riding on a pony wearing a PHHS t-shirt, class of 2022. But we haven't had to do that yet.
No, like I said, we've been very blessed with students that have taken leadership roles and work well together.
They're good at decision-making. They're good at building, they're good at creating, they have creative vision, they show up, they do their part, all that stuff, and it makes a huge difference.
It does, absolutely. So I would say they definitely take the leadership role. This is their flow. We're just there if they have like school related questions. We're there to help, but we're there to support them however we need to, but no, they really run the show.
If we called the shots, then it would be our float, and it's not our float, it's their float. We just are lucky enough to be part of it.
But I'm excited to have a homecoming season this year. I think Pendleton does it like nobody else. And I think it's definitely some normalcy that we all need right now.
Yeah. All right. That's all the questions I have. Thank you both so much for being on here.
Thank you.
All right.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.